You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shaw.
Yes,
it's another show.
Yeah, another show. It feels like ages since the last one.
That's because
it is.
And then we did that.
Because we did the serious one.
Yes. Some of you may be aware that we did a serious podcast on a serious issue.
It's a serious podcast on
the self-regulation and how the Portman Group are within that. Seemed to go well. We put it up there.
Yeah,
it was very different for us to do.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting us going through and doing a serious podcast. Yeah. We learned some things along the way.
Yeah, we might talk about that later. We might not. But we'll do the most important thing, and that's drink a beer.
Yeah. So the first beer is from the Buxton Brewery, and it is Origio. It is in a 330ml bottle, 4% volume alcohol.
I think I got it in a beer 52,
42, 3,
20. Was it? Yeah, it was. You know that one I got around about Christmas.
I know I gave you a couple of these in your advent calendar, but I don't know.
No, you wouldn't give us that one because it's
not quite your type. Did you bring glasses?
They are
clean.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they were in the studio when I walked in.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
I'm sure they weren't. We'll find out in a moment.
If there's floaty bits in it.
So this is a very light colour. And when I mean light, I mean almost water.
Yeah, it's very clear.
You know, when you put it up to the light, it's a nice golden colour.
Incredibly golden, but it's not like a thick golden. It's a very see-throughy golden.
So when you smell it, you get a very malty smell, all that sort of majaz.
Majaz?
Yeah.
Are you trying to use new words?
Yeah, I'm trying to. It says in it, like, it's like, smells like a, like, lager-y sort of. It's like banana, slight, you know, that sort of.
Yeah. That was very descriptive. Banana, like, that sort of stuff. So the flavour on it is
very crisp flavour, very clean tasting.
Mm.
A background like that lagery taste, but not.
It's quite sharp.
Yeah,
I feel it's got like it starts off rounded and then ends quite sharply.
Like really, it's the wrong weather for this because we're freezing in the studio because the heating hasn't been on today. But on a cool summer's day, then that would probably be...
On a cold summer's day.
On a warm summer's day.
Yeah, a warm summer's day, it'd be alright. But a cold one, maybe not.
And since this is like a lager, lagers tend to be continental, we are pairing this with some continental meats.
Oh, so it's not just bits of Spam?
No, it's like a salami, and on top of that is some Parma ham, or as I'm sure Asda calls it, posh ham.
Did you rub this around the floor of the studio?
Yeah, it's got a pepper one, hasn't it?
Mm. It tastes like continental meat.
With lager?
Yeah. I mean, it was quite a good pairing, actually.
It's like being on holidays. I'm taking on your jolly holidays.
Yeah. Need to put sombrero on and start speaking foreign. Like,
yeah.
My name is Bob.
Actually, we need to get this before Nigel Farage has us out the EU when we're not allowed to import anything.
Well, it's from Buxton, so it's not really imported.
Yeah, but even anything that could be
close to foreign.
Yeah.
There's words on the back of this I don't even understand. That's possibly because I'm reading the wrong language.
You idiot.
Yes, I am.
So, one thing we should tell you is our Twitter handle has changed. Is that what it's called? Is it called a handle?
I don't know. It feels a bit old-fashioned. Took the name.
Well, name doesn't sound...
At.
Yeah. And I will look it up now. We still have the at Formal Shark. If you go to that, like that as well still.
Yeah, so if you still tweet it, you'll get us.
You'll get us, but that'll be our...
main one.
Our corporate.
Yeah, corporate, yes.
Our corporate one.
For our other podcasts and other things.
And other things that's going on.
Yeah.
So if you like our wider work, then I'd go for that. We've got other podcasts like Let's Watch on that and stuff like that.
Whereas if you just want beer, just follow up.
Two sentences. It is Let's Drink_FS.
There we go. It's going to take us ages to remember that one.
And we're going to keep... But if you're already on it, it should have already changed over. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
If you get any dodgy emails saying to do anything, then just ignore them. Do not buy Russian braids.
What?
Or any brides.
So I always get the adverts for busty Russian brides, and the pictures of the ladies are not very busty. Yeah.
We do not sell Viagra or penis enlargement or anything else like that. We are not trapped in some foreign country.
And we don't do pyramid schemes.
No?
Yet, anyway. Yeah. I mean, we could do like the Fun Shark pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But I feel it's a bit unfair.
Where are we going to put this on the board? Seeing that it...
I nearly forgot about the board. Good idea.
Yeah.
Right, what was on that 40? No, I'd say it's lower than them.
Yeah, it's a lager. And at the end of the day, no matter...
It's not quite to our taste.
It's not a lager with any hop profile or anything like that. If it had a bit more to it, I think it's a good lager.
Yeah. I mean, it's drinkable, but it's not exceptional.
No. So, where do we put it on the board?
So, the Imperial Stout from Sam Smith's is 48, and that Cloudwater collab is 48.
I would be thinking somewhere...
I'd be thinking lower. I'd be thinking 38, maybe 40.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, 39. So, let's go for 39.
39. And we'll be back.
Yeah.
In a little while. You ready?
Yes. Yeah. It's time for beer number two. That is beer number uno. Is that correct?
No, that is not correct. Uno is one.
Well, uno plus uno.
DOS.
DOS. Isn't that not an operating system?
Yeah, haha. Look at you, geeky joke.
I thought you were going to call
it
a geeky George there. I was like, what's one of them?
This is Leafman's Fruitesse on the rocks. It is a beer fruity, or fruit beer.
It is from Morrison's.
That. Is it? Morrison's. Ooh, yeah. Laddie, no. 3.8% vol in a 330ml.
About 170. I've got to say that our local Morrison's in Concert is starting to get quite a few.
It's considerably better than Tesco.
You know, and
for different beers.
When you think about, like, even a year ago, you had, like, a tiny bit of the aisle to, like, something remotely craft beer. And now you've got a shit ton of Brewdog. You know, even the seasonal stuff and things like that. The only one that they haven't got that, like, I really like is the Jet Black Heart. They've got some little breweries in there, like they've got Allendale and stuff like that, little local breweries to us. And they've got a good range. And it's okay. It's not the same as going to a... Bottle shop or something, but
it's genuinely quite good. I think it's the only reason I go into Morrison's, though, because I can't stand Morrison's. All Morrison's have the same feeling, and people having a frigging meeting in the middle of the aisles, and you're like, I just want to shop.
And the doors just don't work.
Yeah.
So this, to me, smells like a fruit, like, you know, like...
A fruit beer. Does a fruit beer smell
like a fruit beer? If you allow me to finish, like a fruit pastel-y sort of...
You've been eating some good fruit pastels. No, it's definitely got a real fruit smell. Yeah.
Now, is it going to taste proper fruity, or is it going to be generic horrible?
A bit borderline.
Yeah, it hasn't got... It's like in between. It's got a very sweetness to it. Like, something that tastes a little bit like synthetic.
Yeah, it's made with 15% fruits.
But then it's not like god awful.
No, it's not that too sweet to nearly sour synthetic taste.
Yeah.
They tend to use in sweets and some of the really crap.
I definitely think this is the one that... Right, anymore, I'll have to pause the podcast. I'm not choking here. I think certainly it's a one, if you don't like beer, try it.
Yeah, it's very close to like a sweet cider.
Yeah.
Kind of the pear cider kind of things, Bulmers and whatnot.
I think the beer beforehand I'd have over this, personally.
I think situational. I think this is nicer to if you're having just one small glass like we are.
Yeah.
With maybe a dessert.
Yeah. I think this frozen would be nice. It's a nice lolly.
Yes. But the other one is more of a general drinker. I think you'd have a couple of bottles of that in the summer.
Whereas this one's something you just kind of...
Yeah, it's very sort of...
Enjoy one yeah. of and appreciate.
But I definitely don't think it's going to get... It's going to be about the same sort of...
Yeah, I feel like I was going to say about the 40 mark again.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, so there we go. That's cool. Easily rated.
Yeah, we're doing these very quick tonight. Yeah. We're just like, way! We're not pairing this with anything because we've just had...
Pizza and chicken.
Yeah.
And that's not a good pairing with this.
No. So we'll get back to you after this commercial ditty.
Beer number three.
Yes, or uno, uno, uno.
So this one is £1.89 from Rehills and Jesmond. In a 330ml bottle, it is the Big Drop Brewing Co. Milk Stout. And it's 0.5% ABV. So... This could be interesting because I don't think we've ever had a such a low percentage stout.
No. So it's. I am quite intrigued of what this is like. So you've got a very sort of bright head, really, isn't it?
Mm.
So it stinks of chocolate.
It's very dark.
Like, stinks is probably the wrong word. Stinks sounds bad, but you get a lovely chocolate hit, aren't you?
Whoa. Yes, but there's also a smell behind it which isn't very good. There's chocolate and like an ammonia kind of smell.
So it's quite an interesting flavour. It's got a lot of flavour that for very low alcohol beers, you know, this is probably classed as a non-alcoholic beer, being 0.5%. It's got a lot of flavour, but it's still... It lacks mouthfeel, so it tastes like a stout.
It does. It's not got the body behind it.
But it's lacking all body, and that ripped out of it. It just makes it a very strange.
Are you getting that smell of something else behind the chocolate? You get chocolate, and there's something not so nice?
No, it's not, no, but it's there's definitely other flavour.
But the taste is good.
It's good, you know. I think the one for it to compete with to me, because it's when I have it in a similar situation, is Nanny State.
Yeah.
And I think both of them are equally good in their own ways. I think this one feels more beer-like.
Yes.
I think... Although it's still got the same little tiny bit lackingness to it. Where you just want that little bit more.
It's quite gassy, this.
Yeah, I was wondering why. I wonder what it's like without... Because I think sometimes a stout is better less gassy. I wonder what it's...
But it's definitely very similar in mouthfeel to Nanny State.
Yeah.
But got that kind of stoutness behind it.
Yeah. Like, I certainly, if I've got to drive, I think I'll have a couple of these in next time I go, if I see them. Grab a few in, have three or four in the house, and then if I know I'm going out somewhere, it gives you that variety, and I think...
This is what low alcohol beer is missing, is the variety.
Yeah.
And like, this is definitely...
And I think that's the whole thing I've got with beer, is I want beers from... 0.5%, you know, alcohol, up to seriously crazy amounts of alcohol, because, and then I can choose what I want in a situation. It shouldn't be a situation where, oh, you're just having a low alcohol beer, because sometimes I like beer as a drink, and sometimes it's like, actually, you know, I've got to get up early in the morning, but I still want a couple of beers.
Yeah.
So I'll go for something like that.
I mean, that's borderline alcohol dependency.
Well, no, because
I need my beer for the morning.
No, but if you were alcohol dependent, you'd go for any beer. But something like that, it's just or having them in the fridge again for, you know, you have to drive over here, we live in a hillbilly land. I can give you that. Say, oh, here's a beer and a bit of variety than just Nanny State now.
Yeah.
It's good. And actually what's quite good is we've had this at the end as the end beer of three
and
beers.
It's still okay, got that.
Everything's been a little bit lower tonight,
but it's still got that stouty feel, that stouty, heavy
taste.
Yeah,
it's keeping up with other beers. Okay, They've not been beers that sort of set us alight tonight. But it's still keeping up there. It's probably out of the three the beer I like the most.
I was going to say the same. I think I'd score this about 43, 45.
I would say
kind of thing.
Say 45, maybe a little bit more, just purely because of it being so low alcohol and so much taste. Flavor,
yeah.
Because to me that sets it apart and makes it something better, because it means that we can so much more drinkable in situations. Yeah. It helps with, you know, bugger this dry January and stuff. Just drink less during the year, and that's a way of doing it, is by
having the low alcohol.
You know, improve your health by going down things instead of saying, oh, well, for 1 month I'm going to pretend I was an alcoholic.
Because, I mean, that doesn't really help your body.
It doesn't, because your body just goes, all right, and then I think what you're far better off doing is each month cutting out.
Yeah, and actually changing your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's the same with diets.
Us two fat bastards.
But it's the same with diets. You don't keep the weight off if you don't. Yeah.
So what we're doing is in 45.
Do you want it higher?
I would say, if you say 47, you can have the pairing with it.
I'm going to say 47.
Right, we'll pause it, because I'll have to get the 40.
Okay.
You're going to put it on.
So we've now got
a child-size Viennetta.
Not the Viennetta is the size of a child. It's just a child's portion, because Viennetta is small.
Yeah. Okay, granted, it's been a long time since I've had a Viennetta. But I can remember you used to put a chunk off. Mm-hmm. And it was a fair slab.
Cream eggs have got smaller too, you know.
Oh. Well, I was going to get, because I thought, I'll get some of the mini eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury's mini eggs, whatever they're called. And then I looked at the packet, and there was about 10 in them for a quid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you used to be able to pop them at school.
Yeah, you know, they'd last you like an entire day.
Well, an entire 10 minutes.
Well, these would last 10 seconds. So do you think this goes well with stout? As you're shoveling it down and not talking much?
Well, I actually think it does. I think it's good to opposing flavours.
Mm. The Viennetta is definitely disappointing now.
Mm.
Well, we will shovel down Viennetta and get back to you after this little ditty. It's the sum up-y bit.
Sum up.
Yeah.
Three average
beers.
Yeah.
Nothing. None of them set the world apart. Standout was definitely the stout from Big Drop.
Yeah.
Brewing.
At 0.5%. That is just, it's good taste with low alcohol. And yeah. It's, you know, what?
It's a driving beer.
It is. Would you get away with drinking it while you were driving?
Well, can you drink, like, coke and drive? I don't think you can.
I don't think legally you can, but getting the bottle top off of that might be a bit harder than coke.
Yeah. So, like we said, we've now got a different hashtag.
We're different on Twitter. We are let's drink_FS.
Yeah. FS standing for formal shark.
Do you really need to look at that? You changed it this morning and you've still got to look it up.
I changed it yesterday.
Yesterday. You changed it yesterday and you still can't remember it.
Yeah.
You're never going to remember it, are you?
No.
No.
Probably not. You can email us, sharks@formalshark.co.uk. We're still on the same Facebook at the moment.
Yes. /formal shark. I mean, that probably won't change. No, we've got about 5 people on there.
Yeah, I think that's just going to be have everything just going to end.
Yeah. Hello, 5 people.
Yep. We've got a website. That probably changed soon because,
well, it'll still be the same address. It's still going to be formalshark.co.uk, but it might look a bit different.
Yeah. And that's the stuff that we're doing. It feels very short show, this.
It does. It's about the...
The thing is, we're into February now, and basically we've just not been out the house.
No.
Well, I've not been out the house. I've just been drinking on my own a lot, because it's January. Nobody wants to come out, and I've had no money for decent beers.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit disappointing. So, if you'd like to help my alcoholism, you could donate some money at the website,
yes.
formalshark.co.uk/donate. And put some pennies for all the different projects. We are working on the movie still. We're expecting that to be out later this year.
Yes.
We've got other things in the pipeline.
Yeah, we do. A couple of comedies and different malarkey
different
stuff
coming up. So we'll see. Anything to help at this little project, this little experiment that is Formal Shark, would be great.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be more like uppity and funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the end of Live and Kicking, really, isn't it? It's not uppity and funny. It's just them.
I've never... Well, it's years since I watched...
That's because it's not on TV anymore. Like, you can't watch it if it's not on TV.
Well, there's the ITV version now on this morning or whatever with Philip Schofield.
Did there?
Yeah.
Golden the Gopher on?
I don't know. I've never watched it. It's not to sound like a pretentious arsehole, but I very rarely watch ITV.
Well, that's because you've not got television.
Well, yeah, don't watch telly.
That's the big stopper. You're not going to watch Good Morning on ITV when you've got no TV.
Yeah.
No, is Katie Hill on TV anymore? Because she was in Live and Kicking, wasn't she?
I don't know. There was Grange Hill.
There was Grange Hill.
That was a programme.
Yeah, but that's not a person.
It could be. If you're called Grange Hill... Email in sharks@formalshark.co.uk. If you are the school that was Grange Hill, or an actor...
If you know where the school from Grange Hill was.
Yeah, or you're an actor from Grange Hill. Oh, you've got a funny Grange Hill story. Maybe you were watching Grange Hill and shat yourself or something. Yeah. Email in sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Oh, you met Spud from Grange Hill. Was there somebody called Spud in there? I can't remember. Maybe you met somebody.
If you were somebody that actually bought the single about drugs... In the 80s or whatever it was.
Oh, was there they released a single in the 80s?
Yeah, I think it was like Say No to Drugs or whatever.
Oh.
Or in the 90s it might have been, I don't know. It was before our time. So it would be the older listeners.
The older listeners.
Yes. I don't know if we've got any older listeners. That's another thing. Email in, let's find out who's our oldest listener. I reckon there'll be like only like 40 in the 40s or something.
I reckon nobody's going to email us in to say their age.
Go on, if you're over 40, email in.
If you're over... So if you're under 40, then don't email in.
Well, email in, but email... Don't tell us your age.
What?
Well, you can't.
What if nobody over 40 emails in? They're still not going to know.
Yeah, but then next time we'll say, we'll go under. So what I'm doing is I'm putting... Because we don't want every one of the billions and billions of listener.
Well, five of them. Do you think five emails is going to be, you know, hard to go through?
Yeah, but I'll probably not read them for weeks. So I'm going for a stab in the dark. I'm going for the line. I reckon they're going to be either just under that or just over that. So I'm going for there, and then we can
40.
Go 40, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, let's. If you're over 40, email in. Phil wants some friends.
Yeah, we know soon.
Phil isn't 40; he just looks it.
No,
he'll fit in.
I'm still in my 20s, clinging on for just dear life, but I am still technically in my 20s.
Yeah, but you are just for men, aren't you? You're the just for men you be. You've gone grey already.
So I will be still in my 20s for the next 3 or 4 shows, I reckon.
Yeah.
Unless we forget to do them before then, with our old age.
And then it'll be like 2 shows or 1.
Yeah, then we'll be going, hey, I'm over 30 now. Yeah. I don't know why I'd celebrate that on a podcast, though.
Don't know. Maybe it's a big milestone in your life.
Well, it is. I feel like I'm
so then we should
old.
Be celebrating it on a podcast.
Or we should have the Phil 30 show.
Yeah, as a special.
Well, I think what should happen is you should have to bring along 3 awesome beers to represent each 10 years of my life.
Oh, okay.
To got to have one that represents up to 10, that needs to be a carefree beer that is joyful and plays with Lego. Then...
plays with Lego?
Yes.
I thought I was going to go somewhere.
And then like a moody, dark...
When were you moody and dark?
Well, I was pissed off.
You didn't wash once.
I was a pissed off teenager. A beer that's been bullied, you're like a bully at call it names. You thick twat, call it every day or something like that. And then a beer that's desperately clinging onto its youth for my 20s.
Oh, okay. So something like Blue Wicked or Hooch, because they've got Hooch out now and God knows Hooch.
Yeah, but I never drank Hooch.
But it's clinging on to its self that was like in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm not clinging on to myself when I'm in the 90s.
Well, you know.
No, I want to be back, like...
when you
16,
when,
18.
When you were cool.
Yeah.
You were never cool.
Yeah, but there was a time when I was less bald, less fat. And I might have able to have a woman think, all right, I'll have a gan on him.
And is that how what women think? I'll have a gan on him.
Well, that's what women used to come up to us and say, can I have a gan on you? And I'd be like, I find that very sexist and offensive, love.
I mean, that's how it leaks out. Woman ever went, can I have a gan on that?
I don't know. The might of.
Just weren't listening at the time.
Yeah. That makes it sound like I don't listen to women. I do listen to women. I respect women. You know.
I'm not saying you don't listen to women or don't respect them. I'm just saying you weren't listening at the time.
Yeah.
You've learned your lesson. You now listen to women.
Yes, and now they don't tell us.
Exactly.
They never come up to us and say,
so maybe that's
can
the
I have a gan?
Maybe you just need to ignore women and then they'll start finding you sexy.
And come up to us and go, can I have a gan on you?
Yeah. But you'll never know because you're not listening.
Exactly, catch 22.
It is. It is.
So if you are a woman and you want a gan,
then I'd seriously get somebody to check
you
out.
Then I would think you're probably
you're
drinking.
Not very well.
You're probably drinking too much and this isn't a humorous podcast to you and it's more of a self-help.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's organisations for it.
There is.
Dear me. We should not be making light of alcoholism.
We shouldn't. Not when you've just battled.
Like, there's obviously loads of them about because they've got vans all over the place, haven't they?
What?
For the year?
Yeah, big yellow ones.
Yeah, you know.
Dear me. That's a terrible joke. Terrible joke.
Oh, just because you didn't get
we're going downhill.
Yes, we are, but we're trying to fill it into the perfect 40 mark.
The perfect 40 mark. We've still got a long way to go to get to the perfect 40.
You know, these people will be thinking, oh, this show hasn't been out for ages. They'll be like, we're short-changed.
And just by the last one, it was shit because it was boring.
And this one, they're just rambling on about nout.
I mean, do we ever talk about anything?
You know, they'll be going, they've sold out. They've sold out. You know, there'll be people beeping and they'll be getting their machetes and going rah, out the car windows and
going raw out our windows.
With machetes. Yeah, because we're sold out. Because our shows are too short now. And our cool banter is not.
So they've resorted to road rage and machetes.
Yeah. Going, Formal Shark sold out.
That's a bit extreme.
Well, have you not looked on Twitter and people complaining that everything's sold out
now?
No,
but I'd hope that our listeners didn't carry a machete in the car all the time.
Yeah, we do not condone that at all. You know.
Like, I'd hope that the only reason they're not macheting people out of the cars is not because of us.
Because of our dulcet tone.
Because it's problematic.
Well, I don't know. I don't know our listeners. I haven't conducted a YouGov poll to see what our typical
well, and then just completely skew it to whatever you wanted it to be anyway.
Yeah,
or just ignore it.
Yeah, you know. They could all be like, I don't know what our typical listener would be like.
Hopefully they are people that have one or two or maybe zero legs. They don't necessarily have to have legs, but I'm guessing they started with two. And probably have a face.
Possibly, I don't know.
Probably a mouth.
Mm-hmm. I reckon hummus is big up on all of our listeners.
Hummus?
Yes. Because I like hummus.
You like hummus. So you hope hummus likes you.
Yes. Well, I don't know what our listeners are. They never talk. Contact us. Email us. Shark.formalshark.co.uk.
Apart from that one person that always tweets.
Yeah, we like.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name, Mr. Tweety. You know who you are. We like you.
Yeah, it makes Phil happy when he gets the tweet.
Yes.
He goes, oh, look, we've got a tweet.
We do have other people tweeting us.
Do we? I mean,
you're lying there.
You're the Twitter person. I don't really.
We'll get
people
retweeting us.
Well, there we go. I mean, that's far easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, we'll just pretend we like them. We'll just give them enough acknowledgement so they don't call us twats.
Exactly.
We know how it all works, this internet larky. If we retweet something, it means it comes from the heart.
Well, it's because
unless you're offended by it, and then we just retweet anything.
Yeah.
So if you like it, it came from the heart. If you don't, we'll retweet anything.
And it just happened by mistake.
Yeah.
Automated systems.
Yes.
You can blame it on the system. Everything you can blame on the system. It was the system's fault. And people just accept it.
So if I ever go in court for like a heinous crime, I can say it was a system.
Like I ran over an old woman. Then yeah, it was the system.
Are you admitting something there?
No, no, it was the system.
I thought you were just being very specific.
Why would I run over an old woman?
Well, I don't know.
Like, how cruel do you think I am?
Because you don't have a machete.
Both. So that's it. You don't have a machete, so therefore you run old people over.
Well, I don't know, because I am not a violent man. I'm a pacifist.
Really?
You know. When do I get angry?
Like, all the time?
You know, I never swear.
What?
I never shout.
What?
I have never raised my voice.
Really?
Yes, never.
You're very delusional.
You know, it gets us... The worst I've ever said is, oh, dear me, if I stubbed
no,
my toe.
No, you walked in with this Viennetta and went, I've got a cut in child size. Viennetta.
But that was allowed.
Was it?
Because it was a seeing child-sized portion of Viennetta.
Yeah.
So it was allowed. So therefore, I didn't have anger issues.
And you weren't swearing?
No, because it was allowed.
Oh.
Because it was truthful.
Oh, I see. So like when Ofcom and everybody else goes, oh, you're not truthful in your TV shows and your news and everything else, you can say we were.
Yeah, we were always truthful. I've never told a lie in my life. With my long locks of hair.
Your long locks of hair.
Yes.
Very shiny today.
I feel like I've been working hard.
The reflection of the long locks of hair is very, very bright.
It's so golden. It's see-through.
Really?
Yeah. Should we end this?
Probably.
Car crash of an episode. We will see you next time.
Yeah. Visit the website, tweet us, email us.
Yes. Bye.
Why are we waving?
I don't know.